Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
Remember the Thai cave rescue? What about the mission depicted in Black Hawk Down or the epic rescue shown in Captain Phillips? You've probably heard of all of these, but did you know that U.S. Air Force Special Warfare played a pivotal role in all of them? These airmen are the most highly trained warriors on the planet. Other forces like the SEALs and Army Rangers call on them to provide skills no one else can. Not many people make the cut, but if you think you can, visit airforce.com to learn more.
This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on SiriusXM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Welcome to the Busted Open Podcast. This is Dave LaGreca. On today's number one trending podcast, we have myself, Tommy Dreamer, and Mickey James. Why was it trending? I'll tell you exactly why. The PWI 500 has been released, and we react. Also, we react to, will the black and gold brand return for NXT? We talk about it right now on the Busted Open Podcast. Now, Mickey, I mentioned something that happened actually less than 2 months ago. And because, like, the world of pro wrestling moves so fast, it was less than 2 months ago that Vince McMahon stepped down from the WWE. You could have told me that was a year ago, and I probably would have believed you. The WWE has changed so much since the end of July. It's absolutely crazy. But it's almost like fans are like, I never would have thought of Vince McMahon, after being in control of a company for 40 years, never thought he would actually step down, never thought he would actually retire. He did. And it feels like, man, okay, bye, Vince. We have Triple H. That's what we want. It feels like the WWE over the last 6 weeks, 7 weeks, have really given the fans what they want to see.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know. I feel like the show definitely has changed, but more in the sense of like these bringing these talents back and stuff like that. But it still feels very much like a WWE product. You know, it still feels like a WWE show. So I feel like, you know, obviously you can't do everything at once. And obviously if it ain't broken, why try to fix it? Because the model works and there's so much amazing talent already there. But to now introduce some of those talents that, you know, Hunter had gotten over in NXT, or to bring those matches to television. And I think it's exciting for the fans because they wanted to start seeing some of those crossovers anyway. It's kind of cool to see how much it's changed just in this short amount of time. I know it's kind of hard to think that was 2 months ago. And maybe that's why. I think maybe it's just kind of, there's all these things going on around it and it's very exciting. And it's also kind of deters you away from the fact that Vince stepped down. It's almost distracting in a way because people aren't really talking about that. They're more talking about like, oh, this guy, you know, re-debuted last night and she came back and all, you know, it's just taking the eyes off of all that, what's going on there. So.
Yes, it's this hand over here is jazz handsing up. Don't look what's over here. And David, something that I was taught, something that Mickey James was taught, something that Hunter was taught, and something that Stephanie was probably ingrained in her growing up from Vince McMahon, perception is reality. And when, if you really think about that, and we would get hit with that all that time, when there was a dress code instituted to, and like all the WWE superstars, which is a branded term, had to wear suits when they travel. And it was, well, perception is reality. And then if you want to be a jerk and validity, well, we are flying commercial in suits as opposed to, or we're not in first class. See,
business there's, class.
There's crazy Mickey there. That's a trigger for her. self too. But that perception is reality is a big, big thing. And guess what? Reality is Triple H is in charge and perception is this is a whole new world. And yeah. He has been righting the wrongs that everybody has bitched about for a long, long time, which also means they're listening.
Yeah.
And he's very, very in tune for what is going on. And I mean, Dave, giving people back their names, whether it's their first name or their last name, bringing back all these talents that were let go a lot during a pandemic. And then, you know, it's also some of these talents got over other places or just got over with their buzz. Or there's also talents that didn't go anywhere else, like a Braun Strowman. He did do his a couple of indies here and there, but didn't.
And he was doing that control your narrative. I think he's still a part of that, or he was, right? Wasn't he doing that control your narrative?
Yeah, but like they had a couple of shows, but uh-huh. He didn't appear on national television.
Right.
Or didn't sign a contract with somebody else. There's also people didn't bash the WWE.
Right.
And a lot of those people kind of go ahead of the line for, you know, bringing them back. And there's going to be a lot more. There'll be a lot more. And this wave and this ride will continue. And another thing that Vince McMahon said, and I think he even said it on his like farewell letter or email to the WWE, is not only about the WWE universe, the fans, but it's the talent that has always driven the WWE.
Yeah.
And that's another very, very profound statement because you think about it and you know this, I watch all these documentaries, Bret Hart, like him versus Steve, him on the Steve Austin Broken Skulls. He's watching his Canada thing and he had his parents, his family. And he goes, look at this moment that WWE gave to me. Look at this moment that Vince gave me. And he's like, I'll never forget that. And this is Bret Hart, who had a very, very volatile relationship, you know, with the WWE. But these are special, special things. And we're constantly seeing special things happen again. And whether they tease it on social media or you just hear the scuttlebutt, the rumor, and then they show up, that's how you get people to keep watching. And yes, I know Monday Night Football hurt a very good Raw. But I mean, SmackDown is crushing it on a Friday night.
Yes.
Yeah. And that is seasonal. It happens every year. And we already know it's going to happen, especially here in America, where football is America's favorite pastime, kind of like we love football more than any other sport here, more than baseball, more than basketball. Like the Monday Night Football has always been. We've always lost viewers, not in the sense that I say we, like I'm still there. Hey guys, but you, that's just so weird. It's because you're a part of it, but Monday Night Football has always taken viewers, but our fans always record the show and go back and watch it. That's the thing. So they're always up current. The fans are always current with what's going on. They're just not tuning in live, which is so funny because that's why I go like ratings don't really mean anything anymore because there's no real way to calculate true ratings because most people are not watching live anymore. Most people are DVRing. Most people are going back and watching it so they don't have to sit through the commercials.
Streaming or just afterwards.
Streaming. Like that. There's no that method, rating method of actual viewers is completely inaccurate. There's no, it's not even close to accurate, you know, in my opinion. Even with you know, big shows like Game of Thrones or any of those, it's hard to get a real gauge of who's tuning in to watch those.
Yep. That's how, I mean, I watched NXT when I came back.
Right.
Watched NXT online and I watched it. I watched all the video clips that they put out there.
Right.
You know, their own Twitter handle. You could literally catch up majority of everything that happens on that show via social media because I, like I said, I rolled in from Disney. It was about almost 2:45 in the morning and you could easily pick up on what happened. That's why today I can't critique people's work or stuff like that. But I know what happened. I know we have a new champion. I know all these things. And it's just because that's how a lot of us watch a lot of television. But again, on the topic, WWE has written the wrongs that have been done. It will continue. And a lot of this is like Triple H driven. Hence why all the turmoil in AEW needs to stop, because don't think that in the back of Triple H's mind, you got my show pushed to Tuesdays, and all those comments that were made back and forth. AEW has to realize, holy crap, we're in it now, because there's been this shift, and you got to make sure, me old school, everybody goes one way, let's go the other way.
And
don't worry about what they're doing. Worry about what we're doing. Keep on putting on the best possible product, which hopefully, again, we see tonight on Dynamite, and, you know, talk about it on Thursday.
Yeah. And we will. And it kind of goes back to what the WWE put out week one when NXT and AEW went head to head. It's not a sprint. It's a marathon. Maybe that marathon is continuing even now. And like NXT, are we getting that black and gold brand? You mentioned that North American Championship. We have a new North American champion in Solo Sikoa, who we see now every Friday night as part of the Bloodline. So that's going to help NXT, because now you're going to see the North American champion on the most watched pro wrestling show that there is, SmackDown, on Friday night.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
If you missed anything this week on Mad Dog Sports Radio, I got you covered. It's Mike Babchick's Morning After, where we play back the best clips of the week and recap in a way you have never heard before. It's a roast like no other, and no one is safe. Not Mad Dog. Not anyone. This is a Morning After walk of shame you actually won't regret. You can find Mike Babchick's Morning After on SiriusXM, Pandora, Stitcher, or anywhere you get your podcasts. Don't forget to follow the show so you never miss an episode.
You guys know how much Pro Wrestling Illustrated means to me. I've been a fan for as long as it's been published. And some two people that have been on this show, probably more than any other guests, and that is Al Castle, Candice Cordelia, both joining us from PWI. The PWI 500 is about to be released around the world. It's an exciting time here on Busted Open. So, Candice, hello. Al, how are you, Al? We haven't heard from you in a while.
Yes, how are you, Dave? It's
great.
Been a while.
Yes. Yeah. And Al, let's start with you. This PWI 500, I know it's a busy time for you, coming up with the names, coming up with the rankings. You have to, you know, file through it because you want to make sure you don't miss anybody. You want to, I mean, what goes through your head this time of year as you're building that PWI 500?
I think what goes through my head is, here's another ruined summer. Now, there have been 32, I think this is the 32nd PWI 500. And I just realized this yesterday preparing for the show. I've worked on the last half of those, which is pretty incredible. And yeah, it's a ton of work every summer. And we really do take it seriously. And we want to get it right. We know we'll never get, I mean, when you're talking 500 spots, we probably couldn't find one person to agree with everything, even including within the staff. But, you know, for 32 years now, this issue has maintained a relevance and credibility, and that's really important to us. So it's important to us that we don't get something glaringly wrong. And I feel really good about this year's list. As I mentioned, you know, we're 32 years in, I think, and we'll talk about it in just a bit. Our number one is as strong a number one as we've ever had.
Wow. Okay. Mm. All right. So, Candice, you're new to Pro Wrestling Illustrated. You're new to this world. Like Al was just saying now, half of these he's been a part of. So what's it like for you now to be a part of this grueling task of putting together this 500?
You know, I've never been a part of something like this before, and I'm really honored because just being in the committee for the second time around, it's such an experience. And to be able to have debates or not have debates, as was actually the case in choosing the number one for this year, honestly, it was a no-brainer. And it's just, it's really great. I love being a part of PWI. I love being a part of this team. I feel welcomed. And it's just been such a blast. And to be a part of something like this, you know, it's a part of history. So I really take it to heart. And I'm honored.
All right.
And so you should be.
No, go ahead.
And the other thing, I think it's great as the business has moved forward, as well as fans have gotten smarter. You guys, like you said, there's an actual criteria that people have to do, as opposed to, because I never knew this back in the day, Bill Apter, that I could just mail something in and get an introducing, or I could just mail something in and get in that PWI 500, because I earned every damn spot in that PWI 500 that I've ever been in. And then the other part of this is I just realized October 28th, I'll be wrestling 33 years, and I'm 2 years older than the PWI 500, and I'm 1 year older than Disney. I've learned that yesterday.
Wow.
So you got to be excited that PWI 500 was trending today, and it's still trending right now, because I was
saw that.
Out, so that's a cool thing.
Yeah, the list has really evolved over 32 years. When you talk about those early days, I think one of the challenges, and if you know, pull up the very first PWI 500, and you'll see people like Mr. Fuji on it, and Zeus. And I think early on, it was difficult to come up with 500 wrestlers. And I think all these years later, the challenge is the opposite. And it's just getting it down to 500, because, you know, the wrestling world has been opened up so much, and you have so much access to independent wrestling, wrestling from all over the globe, that the task of boiling that down, every wrestler on the planet to 500, is huge. It's overwhelming. And again, it's super important that we take it seriously and we get it right.
Nice. David, who was on the cover of the first ever Pro Wrestling Illustrated?
Well, you know, it was Mil Máscaras and Dusty Rhodes. Come on now.
Okay, you may continue talking in my world.
Okay. All right. Now, I know both you, Al, and Candace are going to unveil the top 10 with us on the air today, correct?
Ooh.
Yes. That's the plan.
This is awesome.
That is
so. Before we unveil the and by the way, Tommy and Mickey and everybody that's listening right now, this is groundbreaking. This is all
never been done before.
It's never been done before. So, Al, before we get into the top 10, can you give us the criteria that goes in to putting this list together?
You know, because this is something I just learned about last year. There's a criteria that you have to make, you know.
Absolutely. And it is important to keep that in mind, because everybody has a person in mind who's their favorite. And this isn't just, you know, a beauty contest. It's not just sort of a playing favorites. We do follow a criteria, acknowledging that this is sports entertainment. You know, sometimes this list is talked about, kind of the shorthand is it's a kayfabe list. And that's true in the sense that we do follow wins and losses. We do closely look at a win-loss records and how somebody did within the evaluation period. And that's probably the most important thing to keep in mind is the evaluation period, which is July 1st through June 30th. So it's pretty much the halfway point of the year. And so, and here we are in September, the evaluation period ended some time ago. Very often you get somebody who gets hot right after the evaluation period and they say, well, how come this guy isn't in your top 10 or your top five? He's on fire right now. And the flip side of that is, and I feel like I tell this story every year, it can work the other way. There was the year where we had Miz as number one, coming off of his title reign, where he did pretty well in the title reign. By the time the magazine came out, Miz was way down in the cards, and here he is on the cover of the magazine as number one, and we look sort of foolish. But if you understand the criteria, then you appreciate the list more. The other things to go into it, win-loss record, as I talked about, technical ability, influence on the sport, which is kind of hard to quantify, but you know it when you see it, success against the highest grade of competition, success against the most diverse competition and activity. And that last one's really important too, because sometimes, you know, for instance, Brock Lesnar, you know, you don't get somebody more dominant than Brock Lesnar. He just didn't wrestle enough to I don't think he made the list at all this year. But, you know, when he wrestles, he usually wins, but he just didn't wrestle enough.
Okay. And when you mentioned diverse competition, did that help with this forbidden door that we saw play out over the last year where there's other competition from other companies?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, that is what it is. Another thing that another way that bit of criteria has changed the list over the year is allowing women into it. And we've seen that in growing numbers over the last several years. When you have somebody like a Jordynne Grace, who regularly works against men and wins a lot, she's going to show up in this list, some others too. So again, so much changed from these early days of the 500 where, yeah, pretty much WWE wrestlers were working against WWE wrestlers and women worked against women and men worked against men.
All right, so let's get into it. I mean, everybody's anticipating the list. Everybody's ears are glued to their radio to hear this. So Candace, what do you got? We'll start from 10 and go to number one.
Right. I feel like I should have a drum roll, but it's all good.
Wait, hold on. Let's get Candace a drum roll, please. Can we get a drum roll from Candace?
Yes. All right.
PWI. We're starting at 10?
Starting at 10. You always start 10. At 10.
Okay.
Awesome. All right. So number 10 on the 2022 PWI 500 is Jonathan Gresham.
Ooh, Jonathan Gresham coming in at number 10. I like it. Big year for Jonathan Gresham coming in the top, cracking the top 10. All right, go ahead, Candace.
All right, number 9, we have Big E.
Interesting. Right on. Big E's been out, but that goes back to what Al was saying about that time period of last July to this past June 30th. Okay.
Right now, that's going to start the trend. Big E will be trending. He'll be like, wait, what? How do you have that?
What happened? What I missed?
He had that world title reign, you know, several months along. You know, in retrospect, it wasn't, I don't think it exactly set the world on fire, but had some important wins during that time. And, you know, winning a world title and holding it for several months in WWE is a big, big accomplishment. It's almost always a way to get into the top 10.
Yeah. Yes. So Big E, and we hope to get Big E back, and then we hope that he starts winning championships again. All right. Number 8.
Number 8, we have El Hijo del Vikingo.
Ooh. Okay. Again, this is the whole world of pro wrestling as well, so we like to have that as, and then I think that's a strong number 8. All right, Candace, number 7.
All right, now we're really getting into it. So number 7 is Bryan Danielson.
Oh. Oh, okay. Bryan Danielson.
Okay.
Now, do you remember where Bryan Danielson fell in last year's PWI 500?
He wasn't on it because he wasn't wrestling, was
he? No, I think he did make it, but he dropped quite a bit, right?
Yeah, he was 36 last year. So this is a big jump.
Wow, this is a big jump from 36 to number 7. All right, because Bryan Danielson, and listen, I had, because again, you got to look at the time period. This is important to do. And by the way, we're going to carry this over to the top of the hour because we got to talk about this in depth. But Bryan Danielson was my wrestler of the year for 2021. Here is somebody that had a main event match at WrestleMania, and then also went over to AEW and had some classic matches in AEW. So I love seeing Bryan Danielson at number 7. All right, what do we have for number 6 in the PWI 500?
Yeah, so we are going from the American Dragon to the American Nightmare, Cody Rhodes.
Ooh, Cody Rhodes!
Well, now you made David happy.
Because I am a big Cody Rhodes mark.
You made David happy, and same, you just gave yourself a bunch of controversy because they say, how could you pick Cody Rhodes? He's been hurt, blah, blah, blah. You got to understand the criteria.
And I think, you know, Cody has been in the top 10 past years before, and I think he's one person who really kind of defines one criterion, and that is influence. I mean, this guy is a, what are they called on YouTube, an influence maker. You know, in wrestling, you don't get much bigger an influence maker than Cody Rhodes.
And you know what, when it comes to Cody Rhodes as well, you think about what he did with AEW and how he was really the foundation of that company. And I guess you could say for a while there, especially in the beginning, the face of AEW,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
And then you see him come back to the WWE on the biggest stage that there is, WrestleMania, and probably what many would call the match of the year with Seth Rollins at WrestleMania in front of 75,000 people. Like, it's hard to get bigger than that moment that he had at WrestleMania, right?
And it's worth mentioning, he had a TNT title run within the evaluation period. He had that amazing ladder match with Sammy Guevara near the end of his run in AEW, which is also in the evaluation period. So it's not just what he did in WWE. There's some AEW carryover here, too.
And you know what, Candace, I think you would agree. And now that you've been with the PWI family for some time now, you know, it's always good to have a little controversy, right? To get people talking. Yeah. There's like Al mentioned The Miz. I went off when The Miz was number one on the PWI 500.
Yes,
and as a matter of fact,
that year.
And a matter of fact, The Miz, when I did the first face-to-face interview with The Miz, he actually had the PWI issue with him and shoved it in my face because he's like, I know this has to bother you, LaGreca, that he was number one. And guys, you've probably noticed this on social media, that a lot of even WWE superstars mention PWI when they're in this PWI 500 if they're ranked high.
Yeah, it's become part of Kenny Omega's entrance.
That's right.
Pretty neat. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, we're gonna give the top five after the break here. Do you, Candace and Al, do you mind hanging out a little bit longer? Because
sure thing.
We can't rush through this top five. I mean, this is big. It's the PWI 500. This is very, very important to us wrestling fans. And Candace, I think it shows that Pro Wrestling Illustrated, even at this time when not a lot of people are buying magazines, the fact that you can get this in a physical form and you can also get this in a digital form means a lot to the fans.
And we should mention it drops at 10 a.m. So we probably want to get on getting these top five.
It drops in 3 minutes. And I'm with you, Dave. I'm a purist. So I love physical copies of magazines, books, and it's a collector's edition at this point. You know, just pick one up and you can get it digital too. So you have the best of both worlds.
Well, you know what, then, Al, they can follow along with you, man, because we can't rush through this. We're going to have to do it after the top of the hour in just about 60 seconds, Al, which is completely fine. And how, Candace, how can people subscribe to Pro Wrestling Illustrated?
Yes, great question. So go to pwi-online.com. You'll find all the information you need. You will be able to get the digital copy in a few minutes. And if you subscribe, you'll be able to get the physical copy within between about 1 to 2 weeks if you're a subscriber. So get on it. Hop on it.
This is Adam Schein, host of the Adam Schein Podcast. Here to tell you can listen to my podcast all year round. I'll give you my NFL picks against the spread, give you fantasy advice all season long, while being joined by the best guests in all of sports. He's Aaron Rodgers of the Green Bay Packers.
This is what I expect. You know, I expect to play well every year.
We release episodes of the Adam Schein Podcast every week. Subscribe today wherever you stream your podcast or listen on the SXM app, included with most subscriptions.
The Adam Schein Podcast.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Al, what do you say we do the top five of the
PWI
500? Let's keep this going. All right, who do we got at number five?
Candace, you want to do it?
Yeah, I'll go for it. Okay, number five, one of my personal faves, the almighty Bobby Lashley.
Ooh, yes. Bobby Lashley. All right.
Good pick.
I love Bobby Lashley.
I love Bobby.
Still having a hell of a year.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And he, you know, he was ranked number three. I had to go back and double check last year. So it's a little bit of a drop, but you know, we love Bobby. He's had a really cool year and can't wait to see what else happens with him going forward. So
yeah,
he's got a win against Brock Lesnar on pay-per-view in a world title match. I mean, how many people could brag about that?
Not many. Exactly. And of course, he's your current United States champion as well. All right, Candace, who do we got at number four?
Right. Number four, coming from AEW, Hangman Adam Page.
Ooh.
Oh.
Hangman Adam Page.
Huh? He had the long, pretty long title run all during the evaluation period. So he was definitely one of those names that when we were talking about the very top of this list, was in the mix.
Oh, really? Very so cool. He was in the mix for even a top spot here.
There were PWF conversations, yeah. Yeah.
Interesting, because I remember a certain CM Punk in the media scrum saying he's never accomplished anything in the wrestling business, but he's number four in the PWI 500. Very interesting, and was in consideration for being even higher. All right, Candace, who do we have at number three?
There, David.
Speak of the devil.
Hey, exactly. Well, having said that,
hold on, Tommy, because it's a good transition to number three. So, Candace, give me the number three on the PWI 500.
All right. I know Twitter is going to be even more of a buzz after this is revealed, but number three on the PWI 500, CM Punk.
Ah, Chicago's own CM Punk. And listen, again, during this evaluation period that ended at the end of June, but even what he just did this past weekend at All Out in that match with Moxley and Al and Candace, thank you for throwing out that number three. But Al, you know, him returning in August was probably one of the biggest moments in wrestling the last 15 to 20 years. I'll say this, and I don't even think I'm breaking news. Our most listened to Busted Open ever was the Busted Open after the return of CM Punk. That was big back in August.
Yeah, and I think there was a lot of question after him being away for so long. How much was his heart going to be into this? How dedicated was he going to be to wrestling? And he answered that with his first promo and then really hit the ground running. And again, I talked about when putting together this list, one of the things we do is really dissect win-loss records and activity. And I was really blown away by how active he was. I mean, he wasn't the special attraction who came back after all these years and took on a very part-time schedule. Week in and week out, he was working on TV against young guys, against old guys. He looked great week in, week out. I mean, obviously a lot of controversy here in recent weeks surrounding CM Punk. But there's no question that he was a huge factor in AEW success over the last year. And another guy who I think was in the conversation for the very top of this list.
Where he's been before.
I mean, it's worth noting. I think the last time he was ranked was 2013. I think he was number two then. And the year before that, he was number one. So the guy takes off, you know, whatever it is, 8 years from this list, comes back at number three. That's not too bad.
And yeah. just so people know, Kevin, if you're listening, who's the boss at PWI, that Al's internet took a hit. His speech isn't slurring. So just make sure.
I want to make everyone aware of that.
I didn't realize Punk had that many matches. Honestly, I didn't realize he had that many matches.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Time moves very, very fast in the world of pro wrestling.
Right. He was injured for a fair amount of it, too. So I was like, oh. But maybe not, because he just came back from it. So when did he get injured? Was it right at the end of that period?
It was right at the beginning of the summer. It was because it was supposed to be the summer of Punk. So it was right, you know, in June that he got injured. And Mickey, and you know this, like, you look at MJF and how hot MJF is in AEW. A lot of that has to do with CM Punk. That feud that he had with CM Punk, I think, really elevated MJF. And that's what somebody who comes back like CM Punk did is supposed to do. And listen, mission accomplished. You could say what you want about CM Punk. Listen, nobody brings the excitement like CM Punk does. Nobody brings the crowd like CM Punk does. Nobody's able to elevate talent like CM Punk was able to do in AEW. So, like, I think CM Punk accomplished a lot of missions since he's returned back last August, Mickey.
Yeah.
His feud for with Eddie Kingston.
Oh, his feud. Yeah, exactly. Yep.
I think Eddie Kingston
really have broken the news of this is the real heat between him and Hangman Page. I mean, straight up, I beat you by one person on the PWI.
Do you want PWI?
You know what?
This is it. We found it out. This they is got real heat.
They got big heat now.
They had insiders inside of Pro Wrestling Illustrated. It got leaked. Someone in your system leaked it out to these guys.
You know what, Tommy? You make an excellent point. Al and Candace, you guys should be ashamed of yourselves. This is the cause of all the heat between Paul
the rats.
And Hangman
all
Page.
Your fault.
Guilty.
Unbelievable. All right, Candace, who do you have at number two? Or I should say, who does PWI have at number two?
Yeah, we're already at number two. All right. Another favorite of mine, personally, the Rainmaker, making sure I'm getting his name right, Kazuchika Okada.
Yep, Okada at number two, the Rainmaker himself. And again, Al, I guess this goes back to the criteria of the diversity of your opponents because that forbidden door was open for Okada as well.
It was, even though I think the Forbidden Door pay-per-view itself came, was it after the valuation period? I mean, this is really off the strength of him reclaiming the IWGP title, going back to being the top guy in Japan. He's a former number one on this list. He was the first ever Japanese wrestler to be number one. I think that was back in 2017 or 18. And then last couple of years dropped down a couple notches as they sort of moved to other guys in that top spot, experimented with some other guys in that top spot in New Japan. And now some years later, they go back to Okada, which really feels right. I mean, he really is the man. I know people sometimes find it sort of cliche, but when you talk about, you know, the Mount Rushmore of Japanese wrestling, he's easily on it. And maybe he should be head and shoulders above everybody else. I mean, I think he's in that conversation now for the greatest of all time. And you saw how well he did in the Wrestling Observer Hall of Fame rank. If he got something like 90% of the vote first ballot. So we're talking here about more than just a guy who did well this year. We're talking about an all-time great.
And we've seen a lot of championship gold. You know, you mentioned Jonathan Gresham earlier, who's at that time period Ring of Honor world champion. And you're mentioning IWGP champion Okada. I would think championship gold is going to come into the equation for the number one.
Is anybody missing?
I can't imagine who it could be. Matt Cardona, maybe? I don't know. But, Andre, do you have the drum roll?
All right.
Number one, Candace.
So excited. This person now joins an elite group of current and future Hall of Famers who have earned the number one spot on the PWI 500 more than once. Ooh. He is your tribal chief, the head of the table, Roman Reigns.
You know that's right.
Congratulations, Roman Reigns. There you go, Roman Reigns at the top spot of the PWI 500. So how many times has Roman won or been that number one for the PWI 500, Candace? Do we know?
I think it's only the second.
Second time?
I know Cena did three. I think Cena's the only one who's done three. I'm not positive of that. I remember doing it once before. But yeah, I mean, this is like the slam dunk of all slam dunks. You know, I talk about Okada being an all-time great. Roman has absolutely had an all-time great year, right? I mean, he's not just the top guy in WWE, which makes him the top guy in wrestling, but really you've got to go back a long time for a run like this run. And, you know, in as much as it's a work, right? We get that it's decision makers in WWE that are choosing for him to have this run and for him to win his matches and have this crazy undefeated streak. But it goes beyond that. It is the performance that Roman puts out every time that he has a match or he's even on TV. I think this year really was the year that he, you know, he talks about God mode, but he transcended to another level where it really feels special just having him on TV. I think some of that, you know, kind of counterintuitive was a product of him being around less. And when they consolidated those two titles, there was a real concern about, well, how do you headline shows on two brands with just one champion? And then beyond that, he had his new contract where he was hardly even around. So now you've got one champion and you barely see that champion on TV. And yet it made him a bigger deal, more important, and it made it a real treat every time he was on TV. And I'm just as big a fan as you can get of Roman Reigns. I think he is just brilliant in everything he does. One of the most refined, polished characters I've ever seen. And again, it's sort of crazy to think that this guy was ever a babyface, right?
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Since that time period, he's only really had, I think, two singles matches, one against Brock and one against Drew. So maybe that match criteria or amount of times you're in the ring, that could be swayed next year when the PWI 500 comes around again. Will he be in the ring enough to be considered to be in the top spot? So it's going to be interesting to see what happens, Mickey, over the next year when it comes to Roman Reigns.
I love Roman. He is the bee's knees. He's the bee's knees. And it is hard to imagine him as a babyface, but ultimately he's really like stepped into a whole new level and really his own with this whole tribal chief character and the role. And you can just tell that he's really, really feeling it. But I think it could still turn and be like ultimate babyface. Like that character can go super babyface. So I think we're going to see Roman at the top for a long time. Honestly.
Yeah, I think so. I think so, too. Yeah. All right. So, Candace, can you just recap, please, the top 10 once again for the PWI 500?
Absolutely. Number 10, Jonathan Gresham. Number 9, Big E. Number 8, El Hijo del Vikingo. 7, Bryan Danielson. 6, Cody Rhodes. Number 5, Bobby Lashley. Number 4, Adam Page. 3, CM Punk. Number 2, Kazuchika Okada. And number 1, Roman Reigns.
Busted Open is part of the SiriusXM Sports Podcast Network. If you enjoyed this episode and want to hear more, please give a 5-star rating and leave a review. Subscribe today wherever you stream your podcast. Catch the full 3 hours of Busted Open Monday through Saturday at 9 a.m. Eastern on SiriusXM Foundation, channel 156. Go to SiriusXM.com/BustedOpenTrial to start your free trial today.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.